All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Viridian Farm Number 1 Public Infrastructure District. Today is October 31st, Halloween of 2025. It is 9:08 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call could state their name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Adam, you're the chair. Would you like to start?
Sure. Adam Loser, Chair.
Scott Bishop, Secretary Clerk.
So am I technically still on the board?
No, you're technically a member of the public now, Jonathan.
Okay, I'm Jonathan Thornley, member of the public.
Is Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
And David Hutchison with CLA, District Accountant.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, the board meeting minutes from our October 2nd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yep, I reviewed those minutes.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Scott?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve those minutes from our, what meeting was it?
October 2nd.
From our October 2nd meeting.
Thanks, Scott.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, item one is the replacement of Jonathan with Shannon. So all we need for this would be a motion to approve the replacement for Shannon or for day or for Jonathan
Yep.
with Shannon.
I'll make a motion to approve the replacement of Shannon Merks to replace Jonathan Thornley.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Second that motion.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. We are going to cover the third quarter financials when we do the final budget in December then. So could I get a
Michael.
motion to table the financials?
Yeah,
Sure.
I'll motion to table the third quarter financial statements until the December meeting.
Great. Thanks, Adam.
Second that.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Matt, did you have something for us?
Yeah, sorry. Before we go on, I just wanted to clarify for the record that the vote to have Shannon replace Jonathan was also to have her assume his place in his role as an officer too. So,
As the
Jonathan,
treasurer, yeah,
yeah,
we'll
you've
just
been
keep it
serving as
that
the
way.
treasurer. So that's everybody's intent, right? That Shannon will step into Jonathan's shoes as the treasurer.
Correct.
Yep, that's right.
That's correct. Yep.
Just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Thanks, Matt, for that. Appreciate it.
And is she on any of the emails that we've had going around so that we can send up information to her? I'm trying to think if I've sent anything to her in the past, but I can't remember off the top
We'll
of my
make
head.
sure you get it, David.
Okay, perfect.
She has
Thanks. She has been
Thank
invited to some of our previous meetings, so
Okay, I can go back to the meeting invites and find it then at some point.
sending
I'll
it to
reply
her.
to you right now, David.
Okay.
So next up is David's going to cover the 26 tentative budget. So
Thanks, Michael. So for Viridian Farm, Public Infrastructure District Number 1, in the general fund, we have currently budgeted for the remaining expenditures of the year to stay within the original budget, 51,000. So it gives us ending $0 balance, and that's where we'll start with in 2026, excuse me. And it budgeted a 2% increase in that for inflationary purposes, and then rebucketed it a little bit too, based on the auditing and insurance costs there. So that would be covered by developer advance, $52,000 for a balanced budget. And in the debt service fund, we've updated interest income for the estimates of what we see for the current year, to estimate 52,000. Bond interest costs stay the same, and then that carries down into 1.23 million to be carried forward into 2026. Conservative estimate of 33,000 of interest income, and then our bond interest payment 331,644, which will be coming still from the capitalized interest fund down here. And the reserve fund will stay the same. Interest earned on this is not included in this calculation, but will be used also towards the bond interest payments. And then ending fund balance of $936,000. In the capital projects fund, we have a current year, it had the 58,000. So far, we through the first half of the year, we had 16,000 expended. We estimated that we'd expend the remaining portion of that those funds with about 15,000 of interest income, so that we'd have an ending fund balance of zero. Does that sound appropriate to you guys, and or do you guys think we should update anything there?
Yeah,
No,
I don't know
maybe.
what we'd spend that on.
Yeah, I'm not. There's going to be a little bit of, accounting expenses. I'm sorry, I'm not a member of the board.
Former treasurer, you may speak.
The chair grants that.
Okay. Yeah, I think we'll have minimal. I don't think we're going to have that much.
Okay.
But I can. I mean, David, you probably have a good idea of what we're going to pay on the accounting fees.
Well, and the accounting fees will be captured in the general fund here.
Oh yeah, you're right. Okay.
So,
So capital expenditures, yeah, what would we incur there?
and then also just looking at this, our budget for 2025 is all zeros. So, this is also going to be a tentative amendment that we will present. We'll have to all get the schedule prepared and sent over for that, based on comments from today's discussion. If this doesn't get expended on anything in capital projects, or I mean construction related costs, we could potentially get this transferred back to, or if it's not needed for construction purposes, it could be transferred back to the debt service to be used for that. And then, I mean, or if we just leave it in there for this year, we could take care of that next year also.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else to. I think it's probably just needs to be transferred
Okay.
with that service fund.
Should we plan on transferring that this year then? I guess is my.
But I'd recommend that, yeah.
Okay, let's. Out. Okay. And then that way, with our amendment, we'll communicate with the trustee to get that transferred out to the debt service fund, and then we'll amend the budget for the 2025 to reflect this being moved down to here, transfers out, and so we'll present that in the final hearing for the 26 for an amendment for 25 also. Okay. Anything else here? Okay. Any other questions, concerns, comments, updates you guys would like to make within
Yeah,
the budget?
I've got another one. Sorry
Okay.
to
Yeah, you're good. That's
up.
what this is for.
We've got so the, I didn't see in these budgets tax revenue coming in. Reviewing the tax notices that we've received for Viridian so far, there are payments to the Viridian Farms PID 1 that will be, paid by the owners, including D.R. Horton, who, owns several lots right now, in calendar year 2025, and we'll certainly have more coming in 2026. Do you
Okay.
know about how much that is, Jonathan?
No, I haven't tallied it. As I've stepped away from my CFO role at DR Horton, I'm not tracking that any longer, but we can.
We'd only be able to tally the stuff in DR Horton's name, not all of our homeowners.
We could estimate, we could come up with a pretty good guess of what it's going to be
Okay.
for, the homes we've closed on.
Let me see. Okay. Oh, I need to log in for that. Is the 2025 is under, is only, you can only see it if you log in with the account. So give me just a second and I will.
You're looking at the tax commission.
Taxrates.gov. Yeah. Taxratesutah.gov.
Well, we recorded several plats. Well, I don't know how many we recorded in 2024, but there's going to be quite a few lots we got to like track down to see what that is, but.
See.
Jonathan, thank you for sending her email.
Yeah, you bet.
There you are, Viridian Farm. Okay, 148,548 is what I'm seeing. So, I think what happened is when this was being prepared, we had logged in as guest, and it doesn't show the 2025 information if you log in as the guest. So, 148,584. We'll put that in as property tax revenues, and then as a revenue for the year, and then we'll have a line just below that to negate it for the 2025 year and push it to the tw to be used or to be applied to the 2026 year. Does that make sense how I'm trying to say that? Okay, so yeah, estimated increase revenues, and then to be applied to following year negative, and we'll see that in here. I'll make that adjustment and get that sent out.
Thank you.
Revenues. Thanks for pointing that out. That's
Yeah, on the governmental side, it's hard in Utah because since we get our money November and December. We didn't really spend it in 25, so it's got to go towards 26. So David has to make that accounting change where it gets applied the following year.
If everyone was on fiscal years, it would be fine because then we could collect it and use it in that same year. But this ca calendar year makes it a little bit harder. And most of the, I think the main governmental entities are usually on a different fiscal year. So.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. The state makes the counties and then subdivision of the counties, which most special districts are considered that. They're all on calendar, but the state, the cities are all on fiscals.
Yeah, it's odd. Don't know why, but anyway. Okay. Well,
Anything else?
No. That's all I had. Okay.
Great.
You
Thank
guys
you
are
for your
good.
contribution, general public.
No
Yeah.
worries for that
That's
vast
probably the most contributions I've heard from anyone from the general public. Yeah.
amount. For sure. All right, board. What I would need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget as discussed. And then we have our public hearing on. Looks like the 19th.
Of December. Yep, I got it on my calendar. It's great.
Adam, don't give me that. Oh, do we need to change it?
I have one more edit. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Related to those property tax revenues, we'll have an administrative carve out. So instead of developer advance here, we'll see, and I'll discuss with Shelby where that's 2020. Now these are already being paid for by a developer, but that 52020 should be covered by the developer advance that's pulled from those property taxes. And so that will be one additional line here, and you'll see a zero for developer advance.
Okay.
And then we'll have a admin or transfers. Sorry, transfer from debt service fund of 52020.
So, Jonathan, if you can work with Shannon and David will have this too, but the way you guys do your books, it's probably you're going to have it super handy. Is whatever you guys have paid up till the revenue starts coming in for us to pay you back, the district to pay back for all those developer advances, just keep track of that. So it'll probably be in 27 that we would have enough to pay you guys back. So.
Yeah, we're tracking it. So,
Okay,
okay.
perfect. That
Great.
just reminded me of that.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have a file that we maintain also that tracks the interest earned on it, and then that's part of the audited financial statements. So, yeah, if, any of those things, and that's those are the things that we're asking for quarterly, is if there's any developer advance payments, or, you know, or expenses paid by the developer for administrative purposes. And so,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
If you ever need to reconcile those two, then let us know and we can send you what we have too, and then we can make sure we're on the same page of what expenditures we've seen. And
Okay, very good.
So, Adam, is that December 19th date not working for you?
no, it works fine.
Okay. I just thought I heard you groan, so.
No, I think that was down.
Okay. All right, perfect. So then what I would need now is a motion to approve the tentative budget as we discussed, and then have
I'll
our
motion to approve the tentative budget and then have our public hearing on December 19th.
perfect. Thanks, Adam.
Second.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's everything that I show on the agenda. You guys have anything for us? Scott, are we going to get the signatures in time?
Yeah, let's maybe let's after close this meeting, let's take just a quick second after the end and talk through those
Okay.
timing, make sure I understand my list.
Okay, perfect. Matt, do you have anything else for us?
Nope.
All right. Take a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion to close our meeting and adjourn.
Thanks, Scott.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous.